The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by Shlomo Bahari, in memory of Yosef ben Shlomo Bahari. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Uti nishmato tzrura b'sol hayim. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Fuat Shlema, Yosef ben Sarah, Rahamim ben Adel, Sarah bat Rachel. אין לה רפאר אליהם בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, אמן. בת רג'ינה. We begin today's daf on חפי עמוד נשום, we're starting three lines from the top, והיא באה את אמה, just to fill us in where we're holding in this סוגיה. We're going back to a piece where we learned that when the families of the Kohanim came back to Yerushalayim from Bavel, in the times of Ezra Sofer, so it says in the Pasuk that they came back without proof of genealogy. And Ezra Sofer no Nehemiah, which they called them Hatar Shata, he allowed them to do whatever they were doing in Bavel. Since they were eating Terumah, the Gemara says, when they were in Bavel, so he allowed them to continue to eat Terumah in Eretz Yisrael. However, he, since they did not have the genealogy papers, he did not miyahes them, which means they did not have Yehus. Therefore, the Gaber marrying into the Kehuna, or having children that are Kohanim, or working in the Beit HaMikdash, that much they did not accept them for. And the Gemara's language was, on the Amud Bet, that Hazaka Gedola, the language to be precise in the Gemara was that he told them, Hare Atem Behazkatchem Bema Yitem Ochlim Bagola, which means you are considered in the Hazaka what you were eating in the Gola. And the Gemara says, Hazaka Gedola. That was called the Hazaka Gedola. Good. So now the Gemara is going to ask the question. What are you talking about? If you're saying that he allowed them to eat Terumah, we learned according to one Chita, if you matid them to eat Terumah, so it's mahzik them for Yuhasin. Which is the people going to say, oh, if they're eating Terumah, so they're going to hold them that they're kosher for marriage as well. And therefore, he defeats his whole purpose, the Hamya. So how can you say you're matiding them for Terumah? Automatically it's going to matid them for Yuhasin. So the Gemara gives an answer here. The Gemara says, V'iba. So the Gemara's first answer was, there's a ri'uta in this subject. What's the ri'uta? Since he did not allow them to eat Kodesh Kodashim, so therefore the people are going to know that already they're not full-fledged Kohanim, because they see they cannot eat Kodesh Kodashim, and therefore even though they're allowed to eat Terumah, it's not going to lead them to Yuhasin. V'iba etema. Another answer. Ashta name b'trumah d'rabbanan achud. Which means the Hanya only allowed them to eat Terumah the Rabbanan. Aval b'Terumah de'oraita lo achud. But Terumah de'oraita he did not let them eat. Terumah de'oraita would mean, for example, wheat, deganecha, tiroshecha, wine, grapes, v'yisarecha would be olives. That's Terumah de'oraita. Terumah de'rabbanan would be, let's say, other perot, ha'etz. So therefore, even when the Hanya said you can continue to eat Terumah, it was only meant them to continue to eat Terumah Drabbanan, v'chi maskina mitruma liyuhasin. And when do we say that when you see Kohanim eating Terumah, you elevate them to Yuhasin? Bitrumah deoraita. That's only when they eat Terumah deoraita. However, bitrumah drabbanan, lo maskinan. Good. And therefore, we had no problem that's going to lead to matiring them for Yuhasin, because we're only eating Terumah drabbanan. Oh, ve'ela, my gedola hazaka. So now the governor's question is, when you gedola hazaka? He wasn't, Gedolah Hazakah is mashma that there would have been a logic not to allow them, but because Hazakah is so great, we continue to allow them. What's the news of it? They were eating Terumah Drabbanan in Bavel, because all Terumah in Chutzaris is Drabbanan, and then they continued to eat it. So we didn't Gedolah Hazakah. What was the big heter, so to speak, that Nehaya was allowing them? So he says, Da'afagav, di'ikalim exar b'chum Terumah de'oraita, no gazrina. That's the Hadush. That even though you might argue and say, I should osir them in Terumah Drabbanan, because they might come to eat Terumah de'oraita, kamashwal Hazaka Gedolah. That they relied on Hazakah, since they were eating it in Bavel, and continued to eat it in
Israel when they came back. Comes the Gemara and says, "Betrumat deoraita lo achud." How can you say that? You're telling me that these people that came from Bavil to Israel, these families of the Kohanim, they did not eat teruma deoraita. Ve'aketiv, the pasuk says, "Asher lo yochelu mekotche kodashim." It says all they didn't eat from was kotche kodashim, which is korbanot. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Mekodesh kodashim u de lo achul. Ha betrumat deoraita achul. But it's mazda teruma deoraita. They ate. So Gemara says, "Hachi kamar lo b'mided de ikri kodesh." They didn't eat from anything that's called kodesh, which is what the pasuk says. Asher lo yuchlu mekodesh hakodashim. Kodesh means anything that's called kodesh, meaning dichtiv vechol zar lo yochal kodesh, because teruma is called kodesh. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says vechol zar, any stranger, meaning an non-Kohen, cannot eat teruma. Velo b'midi deikri kodashim, and not from items that are called kodashim, which is korbanot. Now, how do you know korbanot is called kodashim? Dichtiv ubad Kohen kiti leizar he betrumat kodashim lo tochal. Remember, we learned the Masechet Yevamot. A lady was married to a Kohen. Once she's married to a Kohen, she eats teruma, and she could also eat terumat kodashim. She could also eat korbanot. However, once, let's say, she gets divorced, she goes back to her father's house, she only goes back to eat teruma, but she does not go back to eat kodashim, meaning she does not go back to eat korbanot. And what was the language of the pasuk? Bat Kohen ki tiyeh le'ish zar, right? She's a bat Kohen, she married a zar. So when she's married to the Zar, obviously what? She does not eat. Now when she goes back, it says, "He betrumat kodashim lo tochal." Ve'amar mor, "Bemuram min kodashim lo tochal." What is kodashim? Muram min kodashim. The items that you take from the kodashim, which means the korbanot, the pieces of the korban. Which is when she goes back to her father's house, we learned that what? Well, she can go back to eat teruma, but she cannot go back to eat kodashim. So when the pasuk says by Nehemiah, that what? That they did not eat kodesh or kodshe kodashim, it's items that are called kodesh, that's teruma, the chozal yichal kodesh, and kodashim is namuram mila kodashim, which is korbanot. So therefore they did not eat teruma deoraita, they only ate teruma the rabbanan. So therefore that is answer stands. Look at Rashi.
When I said kodashim, I meant the teruma.
Yes. Oh, kodesh is teruma, because it says vechol zar lo yochal kodesh, and kodashim is muram min kodashim, which is hazeh veshok, which is the parts of the animal that are given to the kohen. Look at Rashi. Va'amar mor biyibamot perik yesh motarot bebat kohen shineset liyisrael v'nasit almana ugrusha vezera en la. It should be noted that when she goes back to father, that's only teruma, which she did not have children. She goes back to teruma, but not, she doesn't go back to hazeh v'shog. Which means once she goes marries a zar, she loses her rights to terumat kodeshim forever. Even when she goes back to father, she does not eat. Good. Tashema. Now the Gemara continues. Hazaka lekeuna. You want to give a guy a hazaka that he belongs to the family of the Kohanim, so there's different ways that we can establish that he is indeed a Kohen. So the Gemara says, number one, Nisi'ut Kapayim Bevavel. You see somebody in Bevel go up to the Dukhan to make Nisi'ut Kapayim, Birkat Kohanim, that's already a proof that he is a Kohen. Rashi, Nisi'ut Kapayim Bevavel, Haro'ehu Nose Kapayim Bevavel, Me'id Alav Bechol Makom Shu Kohen. So you see a guy go up to make Kohanim, he can testify now, I saw this guy go up make Birkat Kohanim in Babel, umekabelim imenu. Fishiyesham yeshiva ubet din kavua. Which is over there in Babel, they have yeshiva, they have courts. Bodkim aha nosei kapayim. They don't just let anybody get up there and make Kohanim. If a guy gets up and makes Kohanim in Babel, must be he was verified. Aval achilat hala utruma in a hazaka. However, if you just see him eating, let's say, teruma, or you see him eating, let's say, hala, the chut salaris lav deoraita teruma dile velo kap dekolai. Since teruma and hala is not deoraita, in chut salaris, sort of, the beti was not so strict if these guys were non-kohanim were eating. So we have no hazaka if a kohen is eating teruma and hala. But if you see him go up to make merkat kohanim, then already you could assume that what? He indeed was a, or is a, kohen. Ve'achilat hala besuria. Oh, eating hala in Syria. Which part of Syria? So that she says, he aram soba. This is talking about aram soba, as we call halab. Shekibsha David. That's the area that David HaMelech captured in his wars. V'chibra le'eretz Yisrael. He annexed Aram Soba to Eretz Yisrael. V'kasabara itera kibush yachid sheme kibush. David's conquests were considered a conquest, and therefore v'halata utrumata de'oraita, which means the hala and teruma of Surya of Aram Soba is considered de'oraita like Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if you see a kohen in Aram Soba eating hala or teruma, so then already you could assume that what? He is indeed a kohen, because it is indeed the oraita. V'hiluk matanot bikrachim, giving out the matanot keuna in the big cities. What is this referring to? Nashi. V'hiluk matanot azera v'alilahayim. This is not on a korban, on a regular animal, chulin. You slaughter an animal, the Torah says that the kohen gets certain entitlements. To every animal that's slaughtered, the chulin, he gets the zerowah and the lehayayim. So if you see that a kohen in a big city is taking those pieces, you can assume that he's a kohen. Why? That she, bekerachim, ve'afagav di isuran en isu lezarim. If a zar eats these items, it's not asur. So therefore, why is it a ayaf? He's eating it. So it says, "Oil bechrachim makom shivakimen umitzuyin bo avri veshavim makirim bo hilav de kohen aval lo machtsif nafshe." Exactly. He's living in a big city. Everybody sees what he's doing. If he wasn't a kohen, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to take these pieces. People come along and say, "Hey, what are you doing? You're not a kohen." You know, it's not isur for a non-kohen to take it, but it's chutzpah for a non-kohen to take it. Now, this guy's in a big city where there's a lot of people, a lot of traffic. So if he's taking these matanot in the big city, you could assume that what? He is indeed a kohen. So comes the Gemara and says, Katani Miyad. Katani Miyad is, we have a partial quotation from this brayta that we just quoted. Nisi'ut kapayim. We said that what? One of the ways you establish kihuna is how? Nisi'ut kapayim. Right? A guy goes up to make birkat kohanim. My lovely yuhasin. Oh, and what does it mean we establish him for kihuna? Must be even for yuhasin. Which means we can establish him that if he marries, he can marry into regular families, and his children are going to be kohanim, meaning he's not considered a halal. Oh, and we had a shita that said above that nisi'at kapayim is not considered a hazakah for yuhasin. It's only a hazakah legabeh teruma. But now it's much of this bright that what? Nisi'at kapayim can even be for yuhasin. So the Gemara says, no, the teruma. Not that what it says, this is kapayim of his hazakah for kihuna, it's for is eating teruma. So the Gemara says, wait. Ve'ad dumyad achilat halak etani. If the fact that it put Nisut Kapayim in the same bright as Hala, it's got to be similar to Hala. And what? Ma achilat Hala liyuhasin, just like Hala has to be a hazakah for yuhasin. Because Hala and Tiruma are basically the same thing. So therefore, I don't have to say that when a guy eats Hala, it's a hazakah for Tiruma. It's the type of Tiruma Hala. So therefore, Hala must be a hazakah for yuhasin. So just like Hala is a hazakah for yuhasin, must be Nisut Kapayim is also a hazakah for yuhasin. Because after Yisud Kapayim, Yuhasin. There's no Akhilat Hala Gufa Litruma. Oh, Akhilat Hala will be a hazakah for Truma. So there's a difference. What's the difference? Kasabar Hala Bizman Azeh Drabbanan Utruma De Oraita. Now, because it's holding that Hala Bizman Azeh is Drabbanan. And the Hiddush of the Braita is that if you see him eating Hala, which is only the banan, you could already establish him a kohen to even give him teruma that is the oraita. Umaskinan mehalal rabbanan the teruma the oraita. And you can't do that. You can elevate it from halal rabbanan to give him teruma the oraita. Uch de apich lehu ravuna bered Rav Yoshua rabbanan. Like we're going to see the shita of Rav Huna bered Rav Yoshua that's going to reverse the opinion of the Rabbanan, which we're going to see later on. The Gemara will tell us what this reversal was, but we are going to see an opinion that what? That halad Rabbanan, if they eat it, can be mahzik them for teruma, d'oraita, but not for yuhasin.
Is there any connection with
Nisiat Kapayim? No, so Nisiat Kapayim will only be mahzik them the gabeh teruma, and hala also is mahzik for teruma. Everything is only for teruma. And the Hadush is what? That even though the Hala is only with Rabbanan Bizman Azeh, and so they're eating Hala, already can establish it as Kohanim, and he can give them Tiruma Deoraita. But for Yuhasin.
But why? Because of the Chutzpah issue? Or that's a separate item?
No, that's a separate item. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Umaskinan Mehalad Rabbanan, Di'i Lav Kohenu, Loavu Safule Hala. That she explains why. Because if he wasn't a Kohen, they wouldn't let him eat Hala. Even though Hala is only Rabbanan.
Because they would say, I'm not going to give this guy chala, the Rabbanan, because he might come to eat teruma, the Oraita. So from the fact that they're giving him chala, must be really a Kohen, and therefore you can be ma'zik even to teruma, the Oraita. And I said, the logic, if he wasn't a Kohen, they wouldn't even give him chala, the Rabbanan. Why? Because it's a big risk. You're going to give him chala, the Rabbanan, he might come to eat teruma, the Oraita. For the fact that they are giving him chala, the Rabbanan, they're not worried that he might come to eat teruma, the Oraita, must be he really is a Kohen, and therefore you can be ma'zik for teruma. Good. So if you have no proof that the si'at kapayim is ma'zik for you hasin, you only see at best that the si'at kapayim is ma'zik for teruma. Comes the Gemara and says, tashema hazaka lekeuna. Again, more hazakot for keuna. The si'ut kapayim, okay, the si'ut kapayim is bad kohanim. The chiluk geranot be'eretz Yisrael. Him going to the granary, this guy, and collecting teruma. Well, he goes to the granary, he collects teruma. So if you see him in Eretz Yisrael, standing at the granary, taking teruma, that's already a raya. Now she says, the Eretz Yisrael nose kapayim, and making kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, why? The ika bet in kivorin. Because again, in Eretz Yisrael you have courts. Ubadke. V'chiluk geranot katzka dakashta de teruma bezman hazeh deoraita. We're assuming that teruma bezman hazeh deoraita is deoraita. Now, the kevan da'avon mita ika. Now, since already, if a person eats teruman, he's a non-kohen, it's avon mita. So therefore, at this Gemara, I was going to assume that if you're going to let him, when we say that, with mahzikim, if he's eating teruma, it's must be mahzikim even for yuhasim. Because he's not going to eat teruma and put himself at risk for an avon of mita. So therefore, the Gemara is going to say that, why? You see that for teruma, even maskeim, even for yuhasim. So that's review. The si'ut kapayim v'chiluk geranot be'eretz Yisrael u'besuria, and for that matter in Syria, v'chol u'bechol makom sheshluchei rosh chodesh magi'in. And for that matter, every place that the messengers of rosh chodesh, the witnesses of rosh chodesh, they come along and see the new moon, right? So they would dispatch messengers to the cities that were close, the countries that were close, to tell them when rosh chodesh was. And any place that was in the 15-day walk, that would be part of the where the messengers would go to. So that she says, "Besuria v'chol makom shoyesem magi'in liyudia lagodah yom shkachuv betirat haodesh tarsut pesach b'zmano." Right, to make pesach on the right time. Da'inu yosvim betoch malach hamisha asar yom. Right, the ones that within 15 days. Bottom line, those places over there had bate dinim. So therefore, if you see a guy making a siut kapayim in those places, or you see the guy collecting by the geranot, you can assume that what he is legitimate. So now the Gemara analyzes. Nisiut kapayim. Oh, I'm sorry. In these places, I review. In these places, like Syria, and places that within 15 days of Eretz Yisrael, where the messengers would reach, nisiut kapayim raya. If you see them making berkat kohanim in these places, it is indeed a raya. Why? That she says the fish of betin kavu asham, because betins are there. A betin is not going to let a guy go up to make berkat kohanim unless he is legitimate. Why is our betins established in those places? Because they're receiving the messengers that are telling them when Rosh Chodesh is. Aval lo chiluk geranot, but not chiluk geranot. Why not? Yashiv alo chiluk geranot, the truma di de lav de oraita, which means even in Syria, this opinion holds that what truma is not the oraita, because we're going according to the opinion that says the kibush of David HaMelech was not considered a conquest and an annex of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if you see them collecting truma in Syria, no rayat the kohanim. Why? Because since Terumah is only with Rabbanan, Betin doesn't enforce this item. Good? So comes the Gemara and says, Ubebabel, Ubebabel ke Surya. You should know, whatever law that we just said, like Surya, Babel follows the same halakha. Rashi. No. Babel ke Surya, which means what? Just like in Syria. We said that Nisut Kapayim is a Hazaka, and Giranot is not. Babel is the same thing. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Alexandria Shel Misraim Barishona. Alexandria of Misraim originally had the same law, Mipneshe Betin Kivorim Sham. Of course, because it was a Betin in Alexandria, if you see a Kohen go up to make Merkat Kohenim in Alexandria of Misraim, you machzik him. So now the Gemara analyzes. Katanimiya, we have a partial quotation. Nisi'ut Kapayim Mai Lav Yuhasin. Oh, when it says Nisi'ut Kapayim is machzik a Kohen, what does it mean? Must be for Yuhasin. Oh, so you see what? We've proven that what? That the Sukkapayim is ma'zik a Kohen for Yuhasin. The Gemara says, no, lechala. No, all that's coming to ma'zik them is to eat chala. So the Gemara says, hadum yad yachiluk geranot ketani. No, it's got to be similar to the case of
Chiduk Kerot. Ma Chiduk Kerot Yuhasim, which means when you see them collecting Terumah. Well, obviously Terumah is not going to Mahzik for Halak, because Terumah and Halak are the same thing. So if you see them eating Terumah, Terumah must be Mahzik for Yuhasim. So just like Terumah that was mentioned in this Brayta, Mahzik for Yuhasim, so too must be that when Nisut Kapayim was mentioned in this Brayta, also must be for Yuhasim. After Nisut Kapayim, Yuhasim. No. Chiduk Kerot Gufa Lehala. Now, the Tiruma is going to be Mahzik Hala. What's the logic? Kasabar Tiruma Bizman Azid Rabbanan. It's going the opposite way. It's only this right that Tiruma Bizman Azid is only Rabbanan. The Hala de Oraita. That's the Hadith. Hala is the Oraita Bizman Azid. And therefore, Umaskina Mitruma de Rabbanan, the Hala de Oraita. And we're going to allow, when you see a Kohen eating Tiruma Midrabbanan, you'll say he's a real Kohen. The Gabe, what? You can even feed him Hala de Oraita. Because if he wasn't a Kohen, they wouldn't allow him to eat Tirumah de Rabbanan, because he might come to eat Hala de Oraita. So from the fact that letting him eat the Tirumah de Rabbanan, to therefore Maski, we elevate him to eat Hala de Oraita. Uchidash kehinu Ravuna bered Rav Yeshua de Rabbanan. Like the story that Rav Huna bered Yeshua found the rabbis. Damar Rav Huna bered Rav Yeshua Ashkartinu Rabbanan beber Rav. He found the rabbis in the Beit Midrash. The Yadve veKa'amre. They were saying, Afilu leman damar Tirumah bizman hazeh Rabbanan. Even according to the opinion that says that Terumah Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanan, is Midrabbanan Hala de Oraita. But Hala Bizman Azeh is the Oraita. Why? Share Zayin Shikivshu Vizayin Shikhalku. When Yeshua bin went to Israel, there were 7 years of conquering and there were 7 years of dividing the land. Right? It was a 14-year process. And even before they settled the land, nitchaybu behala. They were obligated to hala from the inception once they entered. Velo nitchaybu betruma. That was the opinion of the rabbis. The rabbis hold that the hala fell on them immediately when they entered. What's the logic? Mashi. Nitchaybu behala. Tichtiv beboachem el aris. Right? It says when you enter the land, you'll take hala. Betanya b'sifri Rabbi Yishmael Omer Shina katu bi'azu mikol bi'ot shebatura. It never says b'bo'achim. It always either says v'haya ki yevi'acha or v'haya ki tavo'u. Here it says b'bo'achim, which is mashma, immediately when you enter. Shebekulan ne'emar ki tavo'u ki yevi'acha v'kam b'bo'achim l'medchat shekevan shenichnas la nitchaybu. Once they enter in Israel, they have hala de'chayav immediately b'bo'achim upon entry. Velo nitchaybu betrumot u'ma'asrot. However, when the Gemara continues, velo nitchaybu betrumah, they were not chayav in terumah until when? After the 14 years. After the 7 years of conquering and the 7 years of chinuk. How do we know that? Dashi. Velo nitchaybu betrumah asrot dechtiv deganecha, your dagan, tivu'at zar'echa, your tivu'ah, hamiyuchedet lecha. Until they conquered and divided, it wasn't theirs. So therefore, they were not chayav until after the conquest and the division. From the Ganecha, the order she says, Shere Hala Tala Katuba Maaser Bebinyan Shlota Shemita. Maaser is dependent really on the Shemitah cycle, right? Because every year there's a different Maaser, and Shemitah we know didn't start until after the 7 years and the 7 years. Dichtim Mashna Shlishi Shlota Maaser. So therefore, the rabbi's opinion was as follows. This was a story in the Beit Midrash one day. Rabbis came in the Beit Midrash and said, Rabotai, even according to the opinion that says, Terumah Bizman Azeh Rabbanan, Hala is De'oraita. What's the logic? Because by Hala it says, Bevo'achim, immediately once you enter. However, Terumah, it doesn't say, it says that what? De'ganecha, when it's yours. When was it theirs? Only after 14 years. 7 years of conquering and 7 years of dividing. And also that she said it was dependent on the Shemitah, because Maaser is dependent on the Shemitah years. For example, the third year you have Maaser Anin, the second year you have Maaser Sheni, etc. So therefore, what is it saying? Shemitah only started also after the 14 years. Now, once the rabbi said that, came Rav Huna into the Beit Midrash and said the following, V'amina ana, V'amina lihu, Rav Huna ben Rav Yishmael, and I told them, Adraba, right? I reversed them. That was the Ipuk that we mentioned above. Ipuk Rav Huna. I told them on the contrary. Afilu leman damat terumah bezman hazeh deoraita. Even according to the opinion that wants to say terumah bezman hazeh deoraita, Hala drabanan. So he was of the opinion, says, no, Hala really is medrabanan. How do we know? Detanya beboachem el aris. That's when you come into the land. כבואכם, יעקב שכנסו לשניים ושלושה מרגלים. Oh, maybe the Hayav when they came into Lamb with the Shtayim of the Meragelim, in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they sent in the Meragelim. So from that time already, Hayav in Chala, Tamuna Beboachem, Bebiat Kunlechem Amarti. Only when Kol Kla Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael. Velo Bebiat Nixatchem. Of Vechi Askinu Ezra, when Hazazov went back to Eretz Yisrael, the Sechim at the Megdash, Lav Kunlehu Salik. And therefore, because the majority of the people remained in Babel. Yeah. And therefore, the halah remained midrabanan. So therefore, according to Rabbi Rabbi Yoshua, terumah is the oraita, according to one shita bizman hazeh, but halah is the rabbanan bizman hazeh. Because once already, when he came back into Israel, you didn't have rov klai selevi in Israel. So therefore, halah remains midrabanan. So
why is it terumah the oraita in this case?
Even according to the opinion, it's machlokin, is terumah bizman hazeh the oraita or not? So it's even according to the opinion that says, because the rabbis wanted to say, even according to the opinion that says Turumaz Rabbanan, Halaz de Oraita. He said the exact opposite. He said, even according to the opinion that says Turumaz de Oraita, Halaz still is the Rabbanan. Why? Because you don't have Kol Klai Israel in Israel. But again, so back to that bright album. So we wanted to say over there that what we said Nisut Kapayim is Hazakah for Kihuna. So it must be Hazakah for Yuhasin. We said, no, it's Hazakah for Terumah. So that can't be. Because it said if they were eating Halah, Giranot is they were taking Terumah. So Terumah must be for Yuhasin, just like Terumah is for Yuhasin. Terumah doesn't have to be for Halah. So he wasn't, no, Terumah is for Halah. Why? Because Terumah is the Rabbanan, Bizman Azeh, and the Terumah is going to be Ma'zik them even to eat Halah, which is the Uraita. So comes the Gemara and says that that's all according to the opinion of the Hachamim. But really, according to Rabbi 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 Yoshua, it's the opposite. He holds that really Terumah, Bizman Azeh, is. Could be, even if it's the Uraita, still Halah is only going to be. But the Rabbanan is the Ma'lok, and how to learn the Pasuk Bevoachim. Even though Bevoachim is immediately when they enter, the Hayav, immediately when they enter. Or do you say no? Bevo Akim is Bevo Kun Lechem, when all of you enter, and therefore only when everybody enters. Rabbi Shaken and Tamar Zal Sofer wasn't everybody entered. Therefore, Halah will only be Midrabbanan. Ema, we have another bright. Hazakah lekeuna. Okay, how do you make a hazakah for keuna? Nisiut kapayim. Again, you see them making Birkat Kohanim, v'chinuk geranot, and you see them eating terumah in the granary. You know, they're standing online receiving terumah in the granary. Ve'edut. And a hazakah also can be established through testimony. So the Gemara is going to talk about edut hazakai. Edut is not a hazakah. Edut is edut. Hazakah means you're relying on a status. Edut is not a status. Edut is edut. Why is the Gemara saying that that's considered a hazakah? Because the language was hazakah lekeuna edut. What do you mean hazakah leedut? So he goes, Ela lav achi kamar. Nisiut kapayim ki edut. We're saying that the si'ut kapam is like edut. Ma edut ni yuhsin. Just like edut ki ma'zik and kohen ligabe yuhsin. Because there's nothing stronger than edut, two witnesses. After si'ut kapam ni yuhsin. That's what I meant to say. So to the si'ut kapam is like edut, and therefore can be ma'zik ligabe yuhsin. So that's why I put the si'ut kapam with edut in the same braita. To tell me, just like edut, we have two witnesses, can be ma'zik ni yuhsin. So to the si'ut kapam can also be ma'zik for yuhsin. No! Edut ba'a mikoa hazaka ki hazaka. When it said edut, it wasn't a regular edut. It was a type of edut that's coming from a hazaka, which means they're not coming along and saying, we know this guy's a kohen. It's a testimony that is using hazaka. Now, what's the case where a testimony is using hazaka? Which is if two witnesses come along and say, we know this guy's a kohen, that's not a hazaka, that's edut. But we're going to give a type of case now that there's a type of edut that's using hazaka. How? The story of the guy that came in front of Rabbi Ami. Amale, the witness, muhzikari baze shu kohen. I'm telling you, I have hazaka, this guy's a kohen. Amale maraita. So he tells him, what's your proof? What did you see? Amale shekarari shon bebet keneset. Listen, I'm telling you, he got the first aliyah in the bet keneset. They sent him up aliyat kohen. And therefore, that's my proof. So he told him, be'ezkat shu kohen or be'ezkat shu gadol. What do you mean? We have a halakha that says that the gadol ador or the gadol the bet kenes, the biggest hakam that's there, he can also get the aliyat kohen, even though he's not a kohen, even if he's Israel. So therefore, you have no ra'ya, just because you saw him get the first aliyah. Did he get the first aliyah because he was a kohen or because he was a gadol? So the Gemara says he told him shekara acharav Levi ve'ilahu, which means The case was that he got the first aliyah and then they put a Levi after him. The fact that they put a Levi after him, that's a proof that he was a Kohen. We'll see why. And therefore, hey, allow. The rabbi said, that's already considered a good testimony. So that's a testimony using the principle of Hazakah. Meaning, you don't know for sure he's a Kohen, but you say, listen, he got the first aliyah. And they said, Levi after. Now, why is by sending a Levi up second prove that he was a Kohen first? Because we have a rule in the second Gittin that she says. Look at the Rashi. Rashi tells us. Shekara harav Levi. V'ilav kohenu. If he was not a kohen, this guy, en Levi kore aharav. You would not put a Levi up second. Why? The amrim the second Gittin. We learn the second Gittin. Im en sham kohen nitparda habila. The Gemara says, if there's no kohen, the whole pile becomes unraveled, which means the whole order is broken. She said, if there's a Kohen, you have Kohen, Levi, Israel. No Kohen, the whole ravel, the whole pile becomes unraveled. Meaning, Umefarshina de'en Levi Kohen b'mkom she'en Kohen. According to the first Shittah, you don't send a Levi at all. If there's no Kohen, Levi doesn't go up that day, Bichlal. So therefore, the fact that he set them up Sheni, so must be the first guy must have been a Kohen, because if it wasn't a Kohen, there would be no Levi going up that day. That's the first Shittah, yeah? V'yesh mefarshim, and some say nitparda chavila shebemkom she'en kohen im rotzei Yisrael lekrot lefne Levi kore, which means of course you can send up a Levi during that day, but the point is when there's no kohen you don't have to send a Levi second. You can even send a Yisrael v'davka de'en sham kohen. Now the Rashash changes this Rashi and says, "V'davka de'en sham gadol." So we're going to read it like the Rashash's emendation, which means davka when there's no gadol. Aval hecha de'ika gadol lo nitpareda ha'chavila ve'lo yikra Yisrael gadol. I'm sorry. The Rashash didn't change that part of Rashi. He changed the later part of Rashi. So let's go back to Rashi and read the second shot, please, again.
What's the first one more time? Sorry.
The first one is, he had to be a Kohen, the first guy. How do we know? Because I sent up a Levi second. Because if he wasn't a Kohen, Levi doesn't go up that day. The Gibraltar team says, when there's no Kohen going up first, the Paradach, I mean, there's no Levi in that day. So it's just a simple proof. Second shot. The yesh mefarshim nitparda chavila shebimkom she'en kohen. Okay, if there was no kohen, im rotzei Yisrael lekrot lefne Levi, no problem. Kore ve'davka de'en sham kohen. Avaleka de'ika kohen lo nitparda chavila. Good. Ve'lo yikra Yisrael gadol lefne Levi, which means we're not going to let the Yisrael gadol read in front of the Levi where there is a kohen. Which means, if there's a Kohen in the shul, in the minyan, so therefore, lo nitpareda chavila. Which I'm not going to let the Yisrael, even if he's a gadol, go before the Levi. Ve'acha, now here's where Rashash changes. Ve'acha, gadol acher avahatam. There was a gadol in the shul. Hilkach ilav da'ai Kohen ava, lo ava Levi kari abatre. Which means, if you want to set up the... If you have, let's say, a gadol in the shul, right? So we say you set up the gadol, correct? When there's no, you set up the gadol first, good. But let's say there's a kohen in the place, correct? And there's a gadol. In that case over there, you do not send up the gadol followed by a levi, if there's a kohen in the place. So then the fact that they sent up a levi second must be that the first guy that they sent up had to be a kohen. Oh, and the second guy was Levi. According to the second shot, all it means is that parada chavila, you can send up a Levi during the aliyot. You're just not going to send them up after a non-Kohen. And therefore, must be the first guy that went up was a Kohen. The second guy, from the fact it was Levi, proves that. Because if the first guy was a Yisrael Gadol, and it would not be sent up... as a Levi second. So let's read that as she's inside the second shot Nashi, please. The Yesh Mefarshim, meaning second shot. The Paradah Havila, Shebimkom She'en Kohen, good. Im Rotze Yisrael Lekrot Lefne Levi Kore, good. When there's no Kohen. Vedavka De'en Sham Kohen. Aval Echa De'ika Kohen, Lo Nit Paradah Havila, Velo Yikra Yisrael Gadol Lefne Levi. So from the fact that the
you cannot tell me if there was a Kohen in the place, so then I don't let the Israel read before the Levi. So the fact they set up the Levi second, the first guy could not have been a Israel Gadol. It must have been a Kohen. That's how he proved it. And what? That's the Edut that is considered a Hazakah. Comes the Gemara continues and says, Rab Ami, Rab Ami lekeuna apiv. Good. And Rab Ami, based on that testimony, said that why he's considered a Kohen. Okay, story. Guy came in front of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Amar de mochzekani bezishu Levi. I'm telling you, this guy over is a Levi. Amar le maraita. How do you know? Amar le shekarashli with the Knesset. I still got the second aliyah. Right, you have Kohen Levi. Behazkatshu Levi or behazkatshu gadol. What do we mean? How do you know? He went up to second aliyah. Mitamat. Mitam that he's a Levi or mitam that he was a Yisrael Gadol. He told him Shekara lefanav Kohen. No, I know that the Kohen went up before him. Oh, they allowed Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Leviyah Alpiv. And based on testimony, he elevated him to a status of a Leviyah. Rashi Shekara lefanav Kohen. Ve'ilav da'ai Levi. If this guy wasn't a Levi, lo haya kore sheni Ela Shilishi. Shnayim Kohanim ayu korin lefanav hu Shilishi. That kind of a secret gitin. Imen sham Levi kore kohen b'mkomo. Which is, we have a rule. If there's no Levi in the place, what do? You send up two Kohanim and the Levi goes up third. Or you send up the same Kohen twice. And therefore, from the fact that they send up the Kohen second, or they send up the Levi second, and you tell me there was a Kohen before, he had to be a Levi then. Because if the first guy wasn't a again, we're trying to find out, how do you know the guy was Levi? Let's go slow. How do you know the guy was Levi? So he said, oh, we saw him get the second Aliyah. So he told him, oh, he got the second Aliyah. Well, maybe it was Israel Gadol, or maybe it was, how do you know? He says, no, because I know already the first guy that went up was a Kohen. Oh, so the fact that the first guy went up there was a Kohen, must be the second guy was a Levi. Why? Because if, let's say, there was no Kohen, let's say, right? So in that case over here, I'm sorry, if there was, let's say, no Levi, so then the Kohen would go up twice. So two Kohanim and then Israel, or then Levi. Look at Rashi again, I want to be that inside. Shekara lefanav Kohen. Ve'ilav da'ai Leviu. That's the point. If he wasn't Levi, this guy, lo haya kore sheni, they wouldn't have put him up second. Why? Ela shilishi. Shenayim Kohanim ayu korin lefanav. The case must be, I'll say what? Two Kohanim would read before him, Vehu Shilishi. Why? Because that's the case. Without a Levi, you just send up the same Kohen or two Kohanim first, then you send up. And the fact that he got the second Aliyah, must be there was a Kohen that preceded him and he got the second Aliyah, and therefore he must have been a Levi. Couldn't be Yisrael Gadol. Because if you're saying that the first Kohen went up, the Kohen goes up again.
Okay.
And therefore it must be that the fact that they say that the first guy was a Kohen, and this guy went up second, must be he was the Levi. Comes Gemara and says, "How did I tell the commander Shlakish? Guy came from Shlakish. Amale muhsikani bezeshu kohen. I know this guy is a kohen. Amale maraita. How do you know? Amale shekarari shu bebet kineset. Good. We got the first aliyah the bet kineset. Amale reitiv shehaydek al granot. So he asked him, hey, did you? I don't care about the first aliyah. Did you see him get the tiruma in the granary? So Amalo Rabbi Azar. So the Bil Azar tells the Shakish, Vim Insham Gorin, Batakiuna? What do you mean? That's a new item. Yeah. Now, if there's no Gorin, I mean, in a place where they don't have the Gorin, you tell me what, we can never get a guy, Mahsikim Takiuna? He answered you. He told you that he got the first Aliyah. You ask him Gorin. One, if there's no Gorin, then you have no more establishment for Keuna. The Shakish says, Vim Insham Gorin, Vim Insham Zoraitiv Wabgov. Nobody plants wheat in that place over there. So now, Zimnin Avu Yatveh Kamed Rabbi Yohanan. So one time they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yohanan, the rabbis. Same story came in front of Rabbi Yohanan. The guy was wanted a mahzik, a guy to be a Kohen. Amar l'Shakish. So Shakish tells him, Re'itiv Shalik ala Gorin. The Shakish asked the same question. Rabbi Yohanan told him, did you get the, he told me he got the first Aliyah. Right? So the Shakish told him, did you see him get the Terumah from the Gorin? Amar l'Rabbi Yohanan. So Rabbi Yohanan says, Ve'im en sham Gorin batake una. The same thing Rabbi Elazar told him, Rabbi Yohanan told him as well, that Rabbi Yohanan was the rabbi. Rabbi Elazar was a student.
So therefore, Rabbi Elazar was just saying the same quote that he heard from his rabbi, but he was saying it on his own. So it says, Hadar Hazil Rabbi Elazar Bishut. After that, the Shakish looked at Rabbi Elazar Bishut negatively, meaning he was angry at him. Amar Shamat Mile de Bar Nafcha. You heard words of Bar Nafcha, that's the way he referred to Rabbi Yochanan. Velo Amart Lan Mishemeh. And you didn't say it in his name, which means he said the same thing to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, why do they call him Bar Nafcha?
He's a blacksmith. His father was a blacksmith.
Because his father was a blacksmith. Very good. Okay, Rabbi Rabbi Haya. Okay, story. Rabbi Rabbi Haya. Had Ela Ben Alpi Abiv Lekuna. There was a story. One was Ma'ale Ben, meaning he established the son of Kohen Alpi Abiv, based on the testimony of the father. And the father said, I'm telling you, this kid's a Kohen. So one rabbi said, you know what, based on the father's testimony, I'll elevate the son to Kohen. And one did it with Leviim, meaning he took the testimony of one brother, he established the other brother as a Levi. Kavz Gavran says, Tistayim, now we don't know who did what. It's just two rabbis. One did it with a Kohen, and one did it with a Levi. Tistayim did a bi ha'ila ben al pi abiv lekuna. Let us establish that indeed it was Rabbi that accepted the testimony of a father for his son that is a Kohen. Why? Netanya hare shema ve'amar. The guy came. Bini ze ve'kohen hu. He testified, this is my son, I'm telling you he's a Kohen. Ne'eman la'achilo betruma. Okay, he's ne'eman to feed him teruma. Ve'enu ne'eman la'si'o isha. But not enough to marry him, isha, meaning to be considered a Kohen gaber yuhasin. Devre Rabbi. Oh. Amal Rabbi Haya. Imata ma'amino la'achilo betruma. Now listen, already if you're trusting the father, that what? To feed him teruma, ta'amino la'si'o isha. Which means you should trust the father to marry off, meaning, you're right, you need two witnesses to Masih Isha. But you should use the father as one of the two witnesses. I mean, already if he's considered kasher, he should be considered kasher, meaning if he joins with another guy, to be matir the son for Memarafshak. If he's considered good eid for Terumah, he should be considered at least one eid for Nasi Isha, to be sanif with another eid to marry. Now, v'im e ata ma'amino lasio isha, and the opposite. If you're not going to trust him as a good aid, lasio isha, lo ta'amino lecho betruma. Don't trust him even as one aid to feed him. Teruma, miman afshach. If you trust him for teruma, he's a good aid. He should be able to set up with somebody else to matir his son to get married. If you don't trust him to get married, that means he's not a good aid. So if you shouldn't trust him to be matir his son for teruma. So he answered back, I'll tell you the difference. The reason why he's ma'amin him, trust him to eat teruma, shebiyado la'achilo betruma. Because it's biyado. What does that mean? Look at that. She is brought to teruma. Shareu kohen. Ve'acha kol holkin lo teruma. Which means he has the ability to give him teruma. It's like, since it's biyado, to give his son teruma, because he's a Kohen himself, he's getting Terumah, I'll take Terumah, give it to his son. So the Gemara wants to, therefore he has an emanut to come along and say, my son is going to give it to Terumah. However, ve'eno ma'amino lasio isha, I'm not going to believe the Gaber to marry off, why? She'en biyado lasio isha, because it's not in his hand to marry him off the way miyuhesed. Oh, so what do you see over here? That Rabbi is the one that believed the father, Ligabe the son. Tistayim. That what? That Rabbi was the one that held the father case for the Kehuna. Umid Rabbi ala bin Abiv. Lekhuna Rabbi Haya ala Ah al Piyach ibn al Viya. So therefore, process of elimination. If Rabbi was the rabbi in the story that was Matir the Kohen, but based on the father's testimony, even though he's a cut off, so must be Rabbi Haya was the rabbi that was Matir the Levi, based on the testimony of the brother, even though he also was a karov.